thewellnesscouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives. Download the app today.
TheWellnessCouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives.
Welcome to 100 Not Out, featuring your hosts, Dr. Damien Kristoff and Marcus Pierce.
Hello and welcome to 100 Not Out, a weekly show dedicated to helping you master the art of aging well. Marcus Pierce here with you, and we are in longevity wartime, and I have my, what is he, my corporal, my sergeant, my agent, my, what's the wartime hero in wife. Longevity? You're looking at him, my war wife. My longevity war wife, Dr. Damien Kristoff. How are you,
beefam war wife? Move on, CB. PC, I'm great, thanks. Gee whiz, it has heated up. There's people
the longevity,
be committing
Harry the longevity curry. It's unbelievable. Sector, it's what is it? It's what's it called when it's breaking apart? It's
the fabric is fraying.
Yeah.
Now
everyone's
reminds me of a joke about that piece of string that walked into the bar. But anyway, let's not go there.
What did the piece of string say or do when walked into the bar?
Self-exploding. Well done, producer Min. Well, no, that's a bit of a joke. I'll tell you off air. I find it funny. It's a dad joke. You can tell it to Spencer.
Come on. You've just opened up the gap, the story gap to the listeners. Who cares if it's not funny? People won't judge you. They'll just think Damo has the courage to tell jokes.
No, it's a visual joke.
Oh, okay. I see what you're going to dangle a piece of string at the camera or something.
Oh, let's just move on. So it's not happening. Let it go.
I just love me a good joke. And the kids want riddles. And I'm like, I need Damo at the dining table. Okay. Now, so the wars. All right. So, yes, the longevity world is self-exploding thanks to social media, specifically Instagram wars. We can't really say who's throwing the first grenade here. Is it Dan Buettner? Is it Dave Asprey? Is it others? There is one in particular, one post in particular, which has gone, let's call it viral, and it is Dan Buettner having a crack at Dave Asprey. Have a listen to this.
That pisses me off is oatmeal, because oatmeal is peasant food. Oatmeal sucks minerals out of your body because it's high in phytic acid, and it spikes your blood sugar more than ice cream. So it is not a superfood by any measure. It's just marketed as one.
Oh, poor Dave.
Oatmeal does not suck minerals out of the body. And oatmeal is one of the healthiest things we can eat. It's something that I try to fit into my daily diet.
So, Damo, Dan has had a crack at Dave for what he said about oats. And the way that he's had a crack is by getting on a medical GP to talk about oats. And I think it's in the status text that oats are typical or a consummate blue zone food.
Consummate.
You might be stretching the truth just a little bit there, don't you think?
Well, I haven't looked up the word consummate, but it sounds like a really powerful word. And it sounds to me that it's a staple, like something that's important. That
is it? Oh, no, that's consummate. I did the wrong thing. Not complete by having sexual intercourse. None of that one. Hold on.
With some oats.
Oh, wow. Shivers. Where is it?
Yeah.
Showing great skill and flair. Am I spelling it wrong? Man, help me out here. I've got consummate. You consummate the marriage, but is that?
Yeah.
What does it mean to be consummate?
Well, so.
Anyway. Perfect.
Anyway, so
complete.
Yeah,
it is complete blue zones food. That's it.
Yeah,
it's not sexual intercourse. It's complete blue zones food.
Well, you and I have discussed the blue zones a lot over the years. We've looked at the diets of each of the blue zones, and we looked at their strengths. You know, potential weaknesses, the flaws, all that sort of stuff. We know that it's not diet alone that helps these people live a long time. So, you know, to bring oats into such high regard and then tag that with blue zones, I think is a misnomer and a little bit deceptive, potentially a little bit misleading. I don't like it, to be honest with you. And it's not that I don't love oats, albeit you could argue that I don't, but I don't.
You said on your old cereal packaging that oats is for horses. So it can't be. And I don't have a, nay. I am not. I'm trying to come up with a joke, but I'm not that quick today.
So there's no doubt about it. Like if we go back into evolution, so if we consider where we've come from through farming and creating access to better quality nutrition and having calories in abundance, all of those sorts of things, oats have become a way of life and part of a modern lifestyle, and tend to be part of the evolutionary standpoint for probably to the extent of the A-type blood person. So if we're looking at epigenetic or genetic development, the A-type blood person, when we look at the Peter Diadamo model of care, eat right for your type, when we look at that, we go through evolutionary points in our career, into where we are now, then you would go, it's A-type blood that evolved to the point that they could consume oats and be okay with it, unless they're contaminated with gluten. And then there's, you know, for those people that are sensitive to gluten or allergic to it, they couldn't consume it. But in our analysis of the Blue Zones diets, apart from Loma Linda, no other Blue Zone consumes oats regularly as part of their diet. Now, we jumped onto a few websites. We searched Oats Icaria, and you got the search term, did you mean goats Icaria? That's how common oats are in Icaria, right? There's a website called Icaria Integrative Health, who's a nurse, has never, by the looks of it, ever been to Icaria, just happened to name her longevity integrative health thing Icaria because she liked what Dan said, and she comes up with a recipe about oats. And then there's another website where some guy says that people might have oat waffles or oatmeal with maple syrup and almonds in Icaria. But that's a load of absolute bollocks, because where are they getting maple syrup from in Icaria? And seriously, mate, like, anyway, and they don't get oats in Icaria, and they're not sitting down to oatmeal. They're just not doing it. Like, that's not what they do in Icaria. So stop making up rubbish. And then, if we look at Okinawa, they're eating rice. They're definitely not having oats, like, for breakfast. That's just not happening. And so then if we look at Costa Rica, they're having corn. They're not having oats. So to call it a consummate staple or a food of the Blue Zones, I think is a big stretch by Dan there. I don't really know why he's doing it. But I suppose maybe he's reacting and he's, you know, using friends to move people towards a more plant-based diet, which is the model that they use in Loma Linda. Maybe that's what it is. It was a bit of a push, and maybe it's just clickbait, and you and I have clicked on it, obviously, and it got us. And here we are dedicating 20 to 25 minutes of our airtime to the discussion of longevity wars based on a comment about oats that Dave Asprey has made, and Dan's gone to the defense of oats.
I suppose when I first saw this post, and we'll make sure that it's there's a link to it. I know we just played it, but there's a link to it in the show notes. It just breeds confusion for a lot of people. I think what we can find specifically, we've been to Icaria four times, five in August. We've been to Sardinia once. We're going back in September. You've mentioned Loma Linda. Nicoya love their corn. You know, from just a bit of online research, there might be some oats in Okinawa, but they can't definitely find anything of like an overwhelming consummate. And that's the word that I think is bothering us. It's the consummate, the complete Blue Zones food. I mean, if people think about other things like a typical, like we have often said this, you've got two Mediterranean diets in Icaria and Sardinia, and they are so different. They are so different. So there is not a consummate Blue Zones food, no matter what.
Full stop. There's nothing. Maybe water.
But human beings are always trying to shortcut. Just give me the summary. Give me the cliff notes, give me the bullet points. And it's like, oh, great, I'll just have oats because it's the consummate Blue Zones food. But
So in our little discussion off air, you know, when you and Min and I were having a little chat before we decided to get stuck into this episode, we spoke about finding what it is that you like. So we'll talk about Brian Johnson, who doesn't want to die, like he's doing everything he can so he can live to a million.
Beyond that, infinity. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't want to die, of course, ever.
How dare you put a number on his mortality?
Sorry about that, Brian. And then we look at Dave Asprey, who's been all about the hack. Like, he's been trying to find ways to hack it. Even in broad daylight, he's wearing blue light-blocking glasses. we're talking about...
Bang! Damo's entered the ring for the longevity wars. Bang! Mate, you're wearing blue blockers.
How much calmness do you want to bring to your pineal gland? It's got to function, you know? So, like, let's call it as it is. And then the bulletproof coffee, I mean, that was a very marketable idea, but we know that that's, you know, it hasn't been awesome for a lot of people either. So that's not a consummate food. There's no doubt about it.
And he's all about gene therapy.
Yeah.
Openly like about gene therapy. You and I are like...
Well, he injects it. He injects genes into his subcutaneous belly fat in an attempt to, you know, to convert them to behave in a different way. So I find that... shocking, but maybe that works for him, and you know, maybe it works for the thousands or tens of thousands of people that are doing the same thing. Who knows? We'll find out. Time will tell. Maybe PC, you and I are doing it wrong, like following what other centenarians have actually already done. That could be the wrong thing to be doing. Who knows? And then you've got Peter Attia. So you and I have spoken about Peter Attia briefly. We do want to talk more about Peter Attia and outlive the book. And he has, you know, concepts around two different types of medication, rapamycin and metformin. He does have some other really interesting stuff in the book that he talks about that I've really enjoyed just recently, and has opened my mind to, you know, exploration a little bit further. And so I think depending on how you want to approach longevity, I think what you and I are saying now is you're best to kind of find the model that fits best with your philosophy and then move in that direction. You were saying that you'd been looking at Tony Robbins' new information just recently. And, you know, that was a little bit interesting too, wasn't it, Piercy? It brought back some memories of James Heard for you.
I was just flicking through the Tony Robbins book, Life Force, the other day, and his book was all the rage on peptides, and all I could think about was the Essendon 34 that got but I think as a sports loving person, I couldn't separate. Am I having pig's blood here? Like that's I was like the peptides anyway. But that's just I'm writing down here the undercard for the Longevity Wars boxing fight. I've got Peter Attia sneakily against David Sinclair because I reckon he made a generic, I'm not going to say a barb, but an attack on David Sinclair, generic,
really?
Not naming
really?
Names. I'm postulating. I'd love to give you the exact words, but in listening to the audiobook and he was talking about some people, you know, will have you believe that I'm like, he is talking about. And he may have said some people will have you believe that aging is a disease, which again, David Sinclair has said he believes aging is a disease that we can treat. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put on the sneaky undercard, Attia versus Sinclair. I'm definitely putting as the main event Dan Buettner versus Dave Asprey. Yeah. I think now whether they are just being, for want of a better term, commercially smart, because the inner journalist in me is like the clickbait is good for business, like pulling teeth out of Asprey and then putting it on his own account is very good for growing reach. I mean, just that single post alone, 12,800 likes, 1,441 comments, 1,977 shares. That is very good for someone's account. So this is the businessy one in me, and then the journalist one is like, you're just looking for ways to create, I don't want to say division, but but to create controversy. And longevity is at that mainstream place now where you can quite openly create the controversy because it's not some little forum in the back ends of a random website. Like, it's splashed all over the mainstream.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
Like it used to be. So we've got a TV Sinclair. We've got Butner versus Asprey. Brian Johnson is pretty much on his own against the rest of the world because I think he's the only one that is like, don't die. And I think most others are like, well, we've got to die sometime, Brian. So I'm not sure who his opponent is just yet. Just trying to work out who you're against. Or are we going as a team? We're the conjoined twins.
You know when you watched World Wrestling Federation, every now and then there'd be the other bloke was tagged into the ring and it was like 2v1. That's kind of you and I. So
yeah. We got to take
on Brian Johnson.
You know what, actually? Because Tony Robbins and David Sinclair are a bit of a team. I think through business more than anything. So we'll come on and we'll just take down. We'll be David. They'll be Goliath. And because I would say in the medical model, those two – and then Peter Ortiz on the dais, I reckon we're going to do a takedown from behind. It's going to have to be an attack from behind, which is not the way I would tell my kids to do it.
Like a dacking.
A dacking, or it's a trip of the ankles. You know, at school, you got that clip across the ankles from someone behind you?
Or what if we knelt down behind them and you walked up and pushed them so they took a step back and it... That's what happened because we wouldn't be able to reach. We couldn't reach Tony Robbins. He's so tall.
Yeah, we're in the backwaters of the longevity world here in Little Australia. It's going to take a while for us to hop into.
We've been trying for 11 years. Yeah, so
we haven't really tried that hard, to be honest. We've just been doing our thing here in our little country, our little lucky country. But I think what's really important to recognise here is that. There is a blessing in disguise in all of this, in that this is raising, without saying too woo, this is raising people's consciousness on what does it take to age well? You know, what does it take? We just spoke recently about Maria Moreira that said avoid toxic people. Like no one here, you know, Dan Buettner a little bit, you know, Peter Attia a little bit, you know, Tony Robbins will talk about it a lot, you know, you become who you hang around, but not many people talk about your social group and your humanity. As in, and who you're supporting or exposing your humanity to, no one talks about that in the longevity game. You know, we do a lot, but a lot of people don't. And that's probably why, you know, these longevity wars are good because it's getting people to question, oh, I didn't put David Wolf in there. That's what I was putting in the undercard. Sorry, I've got to fill out this card here. You can see where my brain's going. Sorry, listeners.
It's going a million miles an hour. I was like, where's he going with this?
Yeah. So I think on the whole, and that's why, you know, you and I have interviewed people before that we don't agree with, but it's really good to put their view into into the ring of what it actually takes to live a great long life. So
I think there's some shocking things that people say. So if we go back to that little audio clip that we popped in there before, where Dave Asprey talks about oats sucking the nutrients out of your body. I mean, that's that whole argument, which took the wellness sphere by storm a couple of years ago. I would say it's probably maybe 5 or 6 years ago, where they're talking about phytates and they steal nutrients from your body, they're anti-nutrients and all these sorts of things. Like that was really fear mongering. That was that was where wellness. The industry fell apart where we started to play that stupid game that medicine plays, which is health scare. And we tried to make life really tough by confusing the bejeebers out of people when, you know, it should just really, really be positively led rather than fear led. So that model of health scare, I think we've got to move on from that. But Dave Asprey uses it really well, and that's the whole biohacking model. And it was disappointing to see Dan Buettner do the same thing in that post by bringing somebody else in, you know, and then to use the word consummate. So it's the reverse of health scare to, you know, health promote something that probably isn't consummate. You know, I'm disappointed in all of them. I mean, I'm disappointed in all of them for the way they're behaving and misleading the consumer to some extent. You know what I mean?
But there is, this is the thing. This is where I feel like society as a whole is. It's like, Yeah, but Damo, it's good reach. It's good business. It keeps me relevant in the conversation.
I know.
Fighting for relevance. And who cares if it's not in every blue zone? Like, it's in Loma Linda, and then
only Loma Linda. Like, it's consummate there in the one of the six blue zones, you know. So, you know, come on.
Yeah.
Because it's not doing it in Singapore. There's no oatmeal in Singapore amongst the longevity people, is there? Well, maybe there is now. Nobody really knows what Singapore does.
No, everyone's a little bit head scratchy on that one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find.
I'm disappointed with all of them.
Yeah. Will you be coming to the fight night? Butner versus Asprey? Atiyah versus Sinclair and Robbins?
Yeah.
Brian Johnson versus himself?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I would sit there with popcorn.
I'm not very strong. I've never been in a fight my whole life, and that doesn't give anyone permission to get me.
You're a duck in a duck.
I think I could only go against David Wolf because out of everyone there, he's the only one that I think I'd be a chance against. All love to David Wolf, but I think everyone else is going to have me covered.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you'd destroy me. So I'd have to go on the same team as you. You would absolutely destroy me. Maybe I can be the MC. Can I be the ringleader? Yeah.
Talk as much as you, for sure. Like, you would definitely be the best person for that. That would be the best.
In the blue corner.
Yeah. I would love you know how Reggie Gold, when he used to argue philosophy?
Well, this is a chiropractic icon, so a lot of people are going, Reggie who?
Reggie Gold, yeah. He was one of the great philosophers for chiropractic, inside of chiropractic. I feel like, as I'm getting older, I feel like I can argue more for longevity based on philosophy than most other people these days. I think you and I would be in that camp where we would argue the philosophy of longevity far better than anybody else on the planet, except for those people that have already made it. So, and I think that's a respect that we show to longevity as opposed to a way to force it or to hack it. And my concern is that because of business practices, people who are trying to hack it are making outrageous statements and claims.
Mm, that is so true. That is so well said. And on that note, let the longevity wars continue because they're good conversations.
It's good fodder. And even though popcorn or corn is an anti-nutrient, I want to sit there with my popcorn and watch it.
And I like it when you get disappointed because it means there's a great conversation coming. And it means that our listeners and me and producer Min are going to have more clarity because this stimulates our thoughts and our empowerment around what it takes to get older. And I reckon after our first 10 or 20 interviews with centenarians and about 10 to 15 of them all loved their morning muesli, that's when we began to recognize that maybe nutrition was not the number one thing for longevity. And so if
and
you
the
think
sausages,
that you
and
are
the cake at midnight and the coffee. Yeah.
You know, my kids would have oats. They'd have a muesli, let's say once a fortnight, with a bit of Icarian honey on top, maybe a bit of maple if it's in the fridge. Mm-hmm. And I must admit, I'm not concerned for their health and their well-being. I'm not concerned.
When I was in Icaria, I know we walked through the ravine and we didn't see any coconut trees. And I was disappointed because there was no coconut trees. I was thinking, how could the Icarians live a long time? Because they can't be paleo without all the coconut. Mm. There's no coconuts there, right? So
no coconut oil, no coconut.
You know what else I didn't see? Maple trees. Where is their maple syrup coming from if they haven't got any maple trees? And I've never seen oat crops growing in Icaria, so I don't know where they get their oats from. Go figure, Pearson.
They're not sowing oats. No maple trees.
Maybe they are. But – clearly
the goats,
they are.
The goats are sowing their oats. And on that note, yamas to your good health. And to every single one of you, if you think that this has been a stimulating conversation and you'd love more of them, if there are spots to Icaria or Sardinia, you will find out by going to 100notout.com, 100notout.com, Icaria last 10 days of August, Sardinia first 10 days of September. And until next week, continue to make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Bye for now.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives. Whilst the Wellness Couch presenters endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.